if it's not that you people will be sleeping around, what's the use of cohabitation, eh? Lick me, I lick you. Hey! Chocolata, how you doing? Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Teal Claire. If this is your first time, welcome to the podcast. This Chocolate Empire podcast is basically about moi, Claire, letting you know how I feel about things, my opinion, friends' opinion, viewers' opinion. Everybody's opinion is very important. We are not judging. Opinions might change. We learn every day. So subscribe, share the link with others, tell people, let them jump into this empire, okay? So, of recent, I heard about cohabitation and I was like, okay, not be just 1 week. And I'm hearing that cohabitation can take up to months. Did you see how I dragged it? Months, even years. On top what? To know if we are compatible. Forget it, we enter monastery, it's not yet late. Why are you cohabiting? You want to know if people are compatible. I thought checking if you're compatible with someone is just to go and do tests, check genotype, blood group, are you HIV positive, negative, you know, family background, check if you're siblings. Many parents, they play that way much, you understand? Maybe you're cohabiting with your sister and you'll find out on time. And then, are there people cohabiting without having sex? Sex is inside that cohabiting. In Igbo, a man and a woman cannot stay for long and their body is not doing jiggy-jiggy. It's science, it's biology. We all know that. So, there must be sex in that cohabitation. I know that, what are they calling it? Maybe when you're on leave, you go and visit your guy for like 1 week, 2 weeks, and then you go and hang out with your other friends and go back to your family. So I checked the dictionary to be sure what cohabitation means. You know, dictionary will give you a lot of definition. And I said, and I saw, cohabitation is the state of living together and having a sexual relationship without being married. Without being married. We know boyfriend and girlfriend stay together. That one is on another level. Mm-hmm. So what do you do in courtship? What do you do during dating? I thought this is the time you find out if you're compatible with the person. You talk about things, get to know each other, share ideas, share dreams, future plans and everything. Get to know what the person dislikes and what the person likes. Oh, I don't like being disturbed in the morning. I don't like being disturbed at this time of the night. Those kind of things. You find out, oh, I like to flush toilets once in a day. If you want to run, you run. This is what you here during courtship. What's the use of cohabitation? If you find out that he sleeps walk or she sleeps walk, you run. Maybe you've been going to his house 1 week, he's no ways around, you didn't notice that thing. It's now when you're cohabiting that you notice that he's not. Maybe when he used to come around during the dating period, it was just like few hours snore, but now 3 months, 4 months you're in his house, the snoring is now bad, you want to leave. Is that what you want to find out? To me, cohabitation just means if you don't meet this criteria, I won't marry you, or we're not going to do whatever again, let's leave 3 months, 5 months, something like that. So obviously I had to go around, ask friends and colleagues what's their take on cohabitation. Anonymously, this is what they had to say. Mr. A says, from the biblical point of view, cohabitation before marriage is wrong and against the standard set for us by God. Preach on, I like. That's why he says, for this reason, a man shall leave his father's house and cleave unto his wife, not girlfriend, and the two shall become one in marriage. However, during dating in the worldly context, there might be valid reasons for cohabitation for intending couples like proximity, economy, constraint of one of the parties. Obviously, this guy just danced around like a good lawyer that he is, and he didn't say directly what he thinks. If he's going to do it, does he think it's okay? But I get what you're trying to say. And then Mr. B says, cohabitation is a no-no for me. She can visit and stay a day or two. Matter of fact, cohabitation increases the chance of divorce later in marriage. And he says he will wait. Wait, my brother, it is good, sha. And then Mrs. says, definitely not ideal for me, honestly, because no matter how people say that you only know a person fully when you live with them, you still can never know fully well. And staying together doesn't give you a chance to communicate, because all you do is have sex, and that blinds you from seeing the person for who they are truly. And to be honest, I agree with this part of it, because no matter how long, even our parents, they'll tell you every day they get to know each other. They will discover these things. So you can't discover all those things. Maybe you want to discover 80%, 40%, and know if you can live with that. And then Mr. says, I can if the relationship will lead to marriage. Another person says, she's not in a relationship, so she doesn't know what to say, because she might enter and may do it. Unless you're in that condition, you will know what decisions to take. And then this is the funniest one. He says that he can do it, but he will not allow his sister cohabit with another man. So all of you that don't have big brothers, who will stop you from not cohabiting with another man? But you will cohabit with another person's sister. Check what you're doing. Another mister says it should be encouraged. You don't really know people better until you have lived with them. You know, that will give you a very good sense of how they can behave long term. To be honest, this is his opinion, but to me, I feel like you can never know a person that long. You can't. So Chocolate, what do you think about cohabitation? Can you cohabit with someone? Is that a criteria for dating somebody or getting married to somebody? You must cohabitate with the person. So I got some voice notes from people. I'm going to insert it here so you would also hear the opinion about cohabitation. Okay, this is what, if you have anything about cohabitation, let me know what you think about this cohabitation, because I do not understand this cohabitation of a thing. Anyways,
what I think about cohabitation, I think it's not good. It's not something that should be done, right? People say different reasons. Oh, live with somebody so that you know whether people are a good fit or not. But the truth matter is that what matters, like in choosing, okay, who you want to marry, right, is that you love the person and you're sure this person is the person for you. The rest of marriage is fate. Because I read somewhere that, like, no matter how long you want to say you know somebody or you spend, eventually marriage is going to be fate. So that's what people that theorize that, oh no, I want to live with the person to know them, their habits, what of this person is like this. Mm-mm. That shows that love that then becomes conditional on somebody's. Choose the person if you believe, and every other thing you figure it out in marriage, you faith. And also from a biblical standpoint, that's the number one point why I don't believe in cohabitation. It is wrong and is a sin, because you can't tell me that they live together and they're not sleeping with each other.
I don't support cohabitation. I'm sorry. I feel like, of course, if you're dating, you can visit your partner, but not cohabit, like move completely into their house. I don't support that. You can frequently visit your partner. I mean, if you're doing in a week, if you're seeing them like 3 times, if you're sleeping over for the weekend very often, sometimes you can even sleep over, stay with them for like a week. But I like the fact that as long as you're not married, you can always go back to your house. Do you understand? Like, you can always go back to your house. Apart from the whole concept of let him say finish, no enter, it's just like more respectful for you as a person. It also helps you keep a sense of your individuality. Do you understand? Like, you're not staying in somebody's house, like you don't have where to go. You get, and you are not married, so that extra commitment is not there. So for me, I just support cohabitation. I support sleepovers. I support spending time with your partner or your fiance, even when you are married, even when you are engaged, I mean, to be married, you can spend as much time together. But unless you're married, I don't see why you should move fully into a man's house and say you are cohabiting when it's not your husband. I do not support that at all.
Chocolate, to follow us, all you have to do is go to X or IG and type Chocolate Empire. The E that ends the chocolate begins the empire. It's together. Follow us, like our posts, like our stories to help the community grow. Tell a friend, and if you're not subscribed, please, I beg, subscribe to help the community grow. Okay? Chocolate, you will see again. Decisions you make now might or may not make an impact in future, but just try to make, you know, right decisions. Song of the day. I know it's meant to be song of the day, but I just have two songs of the day that I am recommending to you. One is by Chris Brown, Angel Numbers, that's 10 toes, and the name of it goes like this: healing energy. It just has some positive vibes to it. Just listen to it and you're going to enjoy it. Cohabitators, don't mind me, but this song is Righty by Jayshon. It's amazing. It's just this, you know, love kind of song. And then, did you know that one of the grounds for divorce is not getting sex from your partner? Yes, if you get married and your partner has refused to jiggy with you, you can try for divorce. Bye.